Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always glad to have you and you and call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air, where we strive to, as much as possible with your help, amen, that whereby we can strive to get the understanding. The Bible says get wisdom, but all I get understanding. And without understanding, amen, we may do things but might not be aware of the success it would have been, and not be aware of the great insight and revelation you can get just by doing things with understanding. We have a prayer now. Lord, we pray and we thank you for our listeners. We thank you, Lord, for the participation of all of these men and women. Oh, God, wherever they are and wherever they're going through, Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. And we praise you, oh, God, for this program and those that are listening afar. And, Lord, we ask you to let it be an increase to their spirit, their mind, and their soul, whereby we can grow. Oh, God, let it be water to those that understand and just need some clarification. And, oh, God, let it be food to those that not really beginning to grow in Christ. Amen. But we know, Lord, you're the one that give the increase. Amen. Thank God. God bless you again. And we are discussing that. What is pure religion? What is pure religion? And, you know, what we practice, we constantly do it. We constantly do it. And we constantly be aware, amen, because of the fact, what are we doing? We're doing it unto some deity, some God, some creation that we feel that, amen, need to be worshiped, need to be bowed down to, amen. So we honor that. We bow to that person. We bow to that thing. We bow to that image. We bow to that revelation, amen, that we will always do unto it as a great strength to us and our family. And we call it a God. We call it a God. So what is a true relationship to a God? And the point is, from a Christian standpoint of view, is what happened if we know what pure religion is? What happened, amen, and what had stunted the growth? Amen. What seemed to be the problem? What happened to those that know? Amen. The Bible says those that know and don't do, it's a sin. Amen. So what happened and what is happening now that you do not get the blessing that you feel that you're entitled to from God? And you're doing things that you feel that you should be entitled to more increase. You feel that, what are you doing, or what are you told that this is of God, or this is what God wants us to do, this is the area that Jesus improved on, and we as Christians should continue in that area. Amen. We know the definition. We know, amen, many brought up the fact that in the book of James, we're going to go there, amen. But we're looking into what is the problem of true religion on a Christian standpoint of view. What is the problem? Amen. We know, amen, in the book of James, we're going to the book of James. James, the brother, he's one of the founders. He's one of, amen, according to the scripture. Amen. And we always, we have to observe the word of God And it's important that you have a Bible that you trust, a Bible translation that you're aware of and you feel it will give you true translation, because Jesus said many times that he came in the scriptures that was written in the book of Luke, amen, the last chapter. He said he came in the scriptures that was written, and he quoted in the wilderness that he quoted it to Satan. He said, amen, get behind me, it is written, get behind me, Satan. So the scriptures is what we have to search the scriptures. Called in the book of John, John said we must search the scriptures and see in them that we have eternal life. So it is important. It is important that we follow what the Bible says. After your salvation, after your coming to the family of Christ, you can find yourself, amen, falling out, not really being fully fed, and not following the scriptures according to what Jesus has said and the apostles, what they had done to increase your life. Then you begin to say that, well, there's nothing to the church. You begin to say there's nothing to the Bible. You begin to read another book, finding other ways, what you feel should be better. Better way to observe God, and better way, amen, that you see other religions are doing. And you begin to see that, well, they have a better religion than I have. They have a better way to worship their God, so I'm going to bring it over. I'm going to bring it over into Christianity, and I'm going to use it, amen, to serve and to worship my God. Amen. So here, not only are we dealing with religion, but we're also dealing with, amen, the God of heaven and earth. Amen. The creation. The God of creation. Amen. Then we're dealing with the practice of doing what Jesus said. The book of James, if we read James 1, in the first chapter, say, James, the servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the 12 tribes that scattered abroad, greetings. And we're going to move to the 25th verse of the first chapter and the 22nd verse of the first chapter. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. But if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever loveth the perfect law of liberty, and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. A doer of the work. This man is blessed in his deeds. Amen. He's blessed in his deeds. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless. Pure religion is to visit the fatherless. Widows. Talking about visit. Visit the father and widows in their affliction, and keep himself unspotted from this world. Amen. Keep himself, amen, out of lust, selfishness, of this world. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Pure religion, undefiled before God. And I know everybody knows the subject. Oh, I know the subject. Amen. You can quote it backwards and forward. But here is the approach about pure religion. We're talking about doers. Amen. And notice here, amen, at the 26th verse, the 25th verse of 1 James, he said that the being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, and this man shall be blessed in his deeds. So what is the work? What is the work? What is the work? What is God is saying, amen, to his people, not to the world, not to Buddha or Hindu, amen, or Muhammad or Muslim, or all those that do not worship Jesus as the Lord and Savior, and God is the creator of heaven and earth. Now, he's not talking about that. James is discussing. He said, my brethren. He said, my brethren. I know many feel that God, you know, we're not talking about the God. They feel that God killed people. No, God blessed people. God blessed his people to blessing. When we do something for God, amen, when we do something for him, when Jesus did something, amen, God is rewarder, according to Hebrews. Amen. God reward those that diligently seek him. Amen. If you want to draw nigh to God, according to James, the 4th chapter, amen, amen, 8th verse say, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Amen. If you want to come to God, you have to get in his work. Amen. God's work, amen, you find, if you do God's work, and we want to know what is God's work, God's work, amen, is dealing with those, not only the poor, but those that have been damaged, those that have been going through trials and tribulation, those that have been woke up, amen. The Holy Spirit had opened their minds and their understanding about that Jesus is Lord, that God came to give them life, and he came them to give them more abundantly. That is the work. And the church family has to come to reality. Amen. You have to get involved in God's work. Amen. He saved us for us to what? To help him in his work. Amen. That there are laborers, Jesus said, there are many laborers. Amen. That the harvest is white, but the laborers are few. Amen. Once you leave the house of prayer, once you leave the worship center, amen, you walk out into the vineyard. You walk out, amen, among those that have been beat down, those that have been been tried and beat up mentally and physically. Amen. They have been promised things, and their hope is down. Their life is down. Amen. And they've been throwing their money, amen, after ungodly things. But the devil have told them, amen, and the false teachers are teaching, amen, that is almost like a slot machine, the way they're teaching it, amen. And so they're finding out, and the devil has been discrediting the church, and they say, well, there's nothing there. There's nothing there because there's no love there. No one is trying to help me. God so loved the world, John 3:16, is not relevant today. Amen. It's just on paper. So what God is saying, what the book of James is saying, what is happening today? Amen. What about the widows? What about the widow? What about, amen, what about the offering? What about the babes and the children, amen, had lost their mother, and some have lost their father, and who going to show them love? Who is showing them love? Number one, the world expects the church. They expect the church, amen, to throw their arms around those that have been what are lost, the children, the poor. Jesus told the disciples, amen, and Paul them always say, don't forget the poor now. Amen. What is the poor? Those that, amen, and you can break it down, those that don't have God. Those that do have God, but those that God going to bless should share with them. Amen. Doesn't they don't have to be saved. They don't have. And there are some have not grown yet spiritually and monetarily to the point that God can trust them with riches. But here's the problem we want to work on. What is true religion? What is true religion? And then we want to go to part B as well. What happened? What happened? What are you doing, amen, to help those that's been sick, those that been abandoned, those that been neglected, amen. So it's that definition today, amen, somewhere it's a wrong definition. The definition is not correct. Because if it's correct, amen, everybody will be doing their part. Everybody will be, from a pastor's point of view, amen, from those that are laboring in a vineyard point of view, amen, it will be a great, enormous amount, amen, in percentage, working to bring in people that are lost. People that are lost. Now, notice this. I want you to notice something. Amen. What Jesus was saying about his house. And you can prove this out yourself. You can prove this out yourself. There was a banquet that went forth, and there was a wedding that went forth, a great supper that went forth. Amen. And the Lord began to talk to the servants about his great supper for his house. Amen. Notice. If we are saying that you know what true religion is, and we are saying that, amen, you're involved and you understand what true religion is, notice what he said in Luke 14. In Luke 14. And this parable about the Great Supper. And we want to pick it up at the 16th verse. Then said he unto a certain man had a great supper and bid many. And he sent his servant at supper time to them that were bid it, come, all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said, hey, I bought a piece of ground, and I must need to go and see. I pray that you make me excuse. Another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. I go to prove them. I pray you have me excuse. Another one said, I married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things, and then the master of the house began angry and to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and in the city and bring in the poor, the maimed, the halt, the blind. Now let's stop there. Now he's talking about bringing to the wedding. Bring them to the house of God. How many amen, been in this effort to go out. Amen. There are those that are making excuses. God them blessed them so, and they're aware of, they want more money. They need more cars, more horses, and they need more ties. They need more shirts. They need more dresses, and they don't have time. Amen. They get in the overflow and abundance. But what about those that are not there in the house of God? What about those? What about those that in the retirement homes or in the care facilities? Amen. They reach the ages of 80 or 90 and they need assistance. 50 or 60, they need assistance. They're not able to move around. What about those that, amen, have lost their family and relatives, amen, through bad living, ungodly living, or the enemy came through and shot up and killed? What about the children? Amen. So here we are. Here we are. It's proof right here today. Amen. True religion. Now, a part of that. God always draw. God always bless. God is not the God of killing people. This is not the God we're talking about. We're talking about the God that loves everybody because Jesus gave the ultimate price. So God loves you. When you do something for God, amen, if you get in God's work, amen, he will bless you. There are some hidden blessings we won't go into right now, but we'd like to hear, amen, what you have to say about this, amen, and this work, and this about religion. Maybe it might have some light on what God has been trying to lead you into, and you feel that you're not able, you feel that you never heard any teaching on it, amen, you feel it's not proper at this time, it's old-fashioned, whatever it might be, amen. You can call 1-800-855-1, toll-free, 1-855-236-2252, or 1-347-215-8816. Might be something that we are missing, amen. That's what we hear on Doctrine of Truth. We want to make sure we bring the whole continent of teaching in on a subject, not just hit a highlight part, amen. But we want to bring revelant what's happening to any subject down to the grassroots level, amen, that you can grow thereby. You can grow thereby, amen. So you can just call, push one on your phone, amen, and our technician will put you in. Amen. We're glad for you to be a part, as always. Amen. We have got many testimonies about, amen, how they understand and they grow more about listening to what you have to say. Amen. You might not think this is important, amen, but all of us in the family of Christ, all of us, amen, we might not be able to travel. All of you might not be able to travel in foreign countries in areas. I was in a foreign country way back in the early 90s, amen, when a hurricane came through the islands. And this man and his wife, they was up in their late 80s, and they was in a retirement home. Their home had gotten destroyed. They'd been married 50 years. Their home had gotten destroyed. Amen. They didn't want to be there. They never expected, amen, but they had to go there temporarily. He was a contractor, and he was working to, amen, through friends and people that knew him, to get back, get another place of his own, amen. So he felt, and I was discussing with him, and we shared, you know, sometimes life puts you in a way, and that you never expected. But thank God for Jesus. In the Bible, he said everything works together for good for those that love the Lord. Amen. And Paul always stated, and Jesus always stated, amen, men and women, we should be of good, always of good work. Amen. Jesus in Acts 10:38, of Nazareth, full of the Holy Ghost and with power, went about doing good. We need to do good. Amen. Not necessarily have to be your family all the time. Amen. But whatever you sow, the Bible says you're going to reap one day. Amen. So sowing and reaping, amen, will what it was what draw you nigh to God. That will bring you to God. Because what you're in the work. You're in the work of restoration. You're in the work of restoring what the devil came to destroy. The enemy come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Amen. So we in this spiritual battle, if you like it or not, you in the battle, amen. So when you leave the tabernacle, you got to work. There's a work to be done, amen. Even if just working with your family, amen. You might have some people in your family you have turned your back on. You feel that, well, that's not spiritual. That's not God. Let me helping them, amen. Take them to the grocery store, picking them up. Some crippled person, amen, talking to them about Jesus, take them to the store, amen. The deacons did a lot of that work. That's what brought the deacon's office. That's what brought the deacon office, amen, with the book of Acts. Amen. The apostles, they was out there, amen, not only praying and reading the word, but they had to wait on tables. They had to deal with the widows. Amen. So that brought that office, amen, to the work. So if you feel today and tonight, amen, whatever this program or being aired, that what you're doing, thank you, Lord. I found it was another time that when I visited a retirement home, way back in the nursing home, and we had us sitting there reading the scriptures and talking with people, and the nurse, she was so short patient, and she was so short, you know, she just snapping around the people and walking around. So me and another worker, after we finished, we said, we're going to pray for you. Why you feel this discouraged today? And, you know, and she said, I feel I should not be here working. I can't serve God in this place. I mean, I'm working here. Amen. I'm working. I should be in church. Amen. So sometime, and the enemy put out, amen, that if you're a child of God, God has planted you in a job. He has planted you in a location. He has planted you in an area where you are the light of the world. Amen. And you need your love there and your hand there. Amen. With the widows, your hand there. Amen. With those that have been divorced and beat down, your hand and your life. Amen. Showing love and understanding, sometimes just to listen to people. Amen. It's what God wants us to do. Is what God, that's the work. That's the work. And your deeds will be rewarded. Your deeds will be rewarded. I know it's not, you don't hear it teach today about, amen, the offering plate, this, that, and the other, but you got deeds that God, amen. You do this work, amen, and God will. Jesus did a lot of work outside the tabernacle. A lot of work he did outside the tabernacle, storing and praying for the sick. All right, you can push one. We don't want to get out too far gone before we hear your comments, because I value what you all have to say. Amen, because this is what makes the program. You're the one that makes this program go. Amen. Your point is always taken, is always valued. It might be something that you need to share and is going to help our other brother in another state. It might going to help our sister that's listening tonight, working, amen, or one that's driving the truck, amen, or the one that's sitting home, amen, feeling that they are being mistreated, or that they need to be, amen, in the tabernacle, but they can counsel and pray, amen, for their child. There's a lot of temptation and stress, amen, out there on the youth, peer pressure, amen. We can't leave the children home. We can't leave them home, amen. We have to bring them to church. We have to bring them to church. All right. Push one on your phone, and we'll get out the way and hear what you have to say, amen. And two, we'll pray for those that are going through, amen. We hopefully have more prayer tonight for those that are sick. Amen, are sick, and you never thought the sickness would take this long. Amen, and you never thought that you would need care from others. Amen. That's why the Bible says that Jesus said, but visit to those, the widows and their affliction. Sometimes not only the widows, but Matthew speaks about, Jesus said, when I was sick, you didn't come to me. Amen. When I was homeless. Amen. When I needed water. Amen. That mission work. All right. We're going to read another one, some more scripture here. And as we're waiting, and we don't want to wait until the last part of the program, and, you know, and I try to get out of the way because we want to hear as many people we can tonight or today. Whatever the broadcast has been for, it's great. It's important to know the Word of God, Amen. It says, submit yourself to God, therefore. And we're in the book of James, the fourth chapter. Amen. The seventh verse. Amen. Talking about, let's read a part of here. The fifth verse said of the fourth chapter, do you therefore think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace. Therefore he said, God resist the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. Amen. Making decisions. You have to decide double-mindedness. Amen. A lot of time dealing with, amen, make it up a decision. Make a decision. Sometimes you, two or three things come up, and you're trying to search your spirit to make a decision. And you want to make a godly decision. And the things that you have to surround yourself, if you pray and ask God about it, amen, you know it's not self in it, a lust in it, a jealousy in it, amen. And sometimes they just wait if it's possibly can. But if not, say, Lord, you go before me in this situation and meet me there. Go before me if you have something you have to do. Amen. And it calls in the last minute. Amen. And put God in it. Always put God in it. Amen. Always put him in the plan. He's in you, but you got to speak it out. Amen. We're talking about prophecy sometime, prophesying. In the book of Acts, see the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's very valuable to all of us. He shows visions and dreams. And you can speak things. You can prophesy to get things and talk against things. Amen. Amen. It calls things with God's help. And sing a song of him. Bring that atmosphere with you. Amen. If they call you too much religious because you're praying to your God, then God bless them. God bless them. Amen. But one thing you know, amen, you have that confidence in mind. So what we're discussing now, we're discussing, amen, true religion, amen, and living for God, and what will it bring? What will it bring? What will it bring? Now we're going to have to make a turn because we laid the foundation, and now we're going to have to make a turn because we're going to the latter part of the broadcast. We're going to have to make a turn, amen, here. Amen. Since we have turned to God, amen, God will empower you. He will empower you to do his work. He will, because he won't do us. Jesus said, he told the Pharisees and many of them that, why do you call me Lord, Lord? But you do not what I say. You have an agenda. You have a program, but you don't have God in mind. Amen. God does not come, and his son did not come to shackle you down. And that's one lie I found out the enemy used. He does not come to shackle you down. He does not come, amen, take away your joy, and amen, and peace. How would that look? Amen. The world look at you, and you always, your mouth is full of rocks, and you're always looking down and mumbling and grumbling, and you raise your head and say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody look at you and say, what? You know, you look at your features and say to themselves, what kind of God is this? Amen. No. He didn't come for that. He didn't come. Jesus came to make you. He come to set you free. He come to set you free. Amen. He come to relieve you from, amen, heavy yokes. Amen. And the freedom you have, and the love you have, you want to share with. with those that are broken. You want to share with those that are without. Amen. You want to. You might not be able to do it as much as you can, but you want to. And you have to search it out, amen, and make sure you have the right people to help, amen. Once you find out where God is and the work that God wants you to do, amen, the work that God wants you to do is the work that Jesus did, amen. He went about doing good. And we go to Matthew's and find out what is the pure religion about, amen. It's about Jesus said, when I was sick, when I was hungry, amen, when I was naked, amen, that's the work, amen. James touched on it a little bit. James said, the widows and offering, amen, and keep yourself, in other words, out of trouble, amen. Keep yourself unspotted from the world, amen. That's pure religion. You cannot be in the world system and let the world entangle you, entice you, so whereby you won't get tangled up. Amen. You got to minute time, but you take all you can to live right. To live right. Amen. So if you out there doing things that you say, okay, I know I need to help the poor and the needy, but you have a crooked lifestyle, your lifestyle is not righteous, you're doing it for a show, that's not pure in God's eyesight. That's not pure in God's eyesight. But when you are, amen. So let's approach this. What we need to do, amen, to draw nigh to God, like James said, James 5, and he said, we draw nigh to God. So when we come to God, amen, and you know with the purpose of restoring people, of course, God has restored your life. And many times people with just good testimonies, find that, you know, what God has done for them, they want to do for others. What God has done for you, you want to do for others. Amen. You cannot talk on things that you've never been in, you've never been told about. Amen. You be just, you know, like reading a book and you just repeating the book. Amen. But if your life, God had restored you from living on the street, somebody came to you, told you about Jesus, and gave you bread. Amen. That's what 1 John talks about, you know, this, the doers of the work. Not only that we talk about God and we want to be a doer of the work, amen. In 1 John, amen, he's saying that, amen, in the 1 John, about how, amen, how we should confess and how we talk about helping one another. But if we say we love one another, if you see your brother, amen, if you see your brother need bread and you tell him to go ahead and be blessed and don't give him a piece of bread, amen, how the love of God in you, amen, how's the love of God in you when you say, oh, I love your brother, I love you, and this, that, and the other, but, you know, be blessed. God's going to bless you. But you should bless him by what God has given you. Amen. So God wants us to do the work. He wants us to do the work. So the needy, the poor, the halt, the blind, amen, the children that are without fathers and mothers, that's the work of God, to boil it down. That's the work of God. And as you begin to work that work, and your eyes are going to open to many other blessings that you're going to come across. Many things you're going to come across, amen, that you never thought that you would find in this area. You never thought you would find in this area. All right, you can push one on your phone. Amen. You can push one on your phone. You make something that you've been doing. And let me give you an example, amen, how God began to bless you. When you begin to walk in these areas and helping people, amen. Many, many years ago, an evangelist, amen, we went to a widow's home and we began to pray and talk to her. And she said, you know, my son is in prison. And this, that, and the other. And but first, when we walked into the home, we saw these sailboats, wooden sailboats. It made us strange, beautiful sailboats. And we were in the prison prior to coming there. Amen. And she began to talk about this, that, and the other. And my heart desired the time that when I was there, amen, visiting these inmates and things, they was out, they was, had the privilege to sell their handwork to buy a, to buy one of those boats. But I said, no, I didn't have time right now. And, you know, we use that for gas money and whatever. Amen. But in this widow's house, we find out the young, one of the young men was there that built the boat in prison. Was one of her grandsons. And she said, oh, here, sir, take the boat. Here's a boat for you. I'm going to give you this. She never didn't know all of that. Amen. But God gave me one of my heart's desires. One of my heart's desires. Amen. So when you go out and you talk to people, you never know. If you need a job, you never know who's mother you're talking to. Might be the banker's mother. Amen. You don't never know who you're talking to. You never know, amen, who you're witnessing to, or you give them a can of bread or whatever, or food or something, and encourage them. Amen. They might say, you know what, sir, you know, I got a car here in storage somewhere. You can take that car because I don't need it right now. And I give you the title deeds and everything. You never know what God's going to touch. Amen. Amen. By doing, I learned this and share it with you. When you go out doing work for God, helping people, people have things. Some things that you want to buy, whatever. Amen. Not only touching and helping people, but it fill your heart with joy that you're able to help others. Maybe somebody have helped you. Maybe somebody have helped you. Press one on your phone. Since we are boiling down, amen, it looks like I took up too much time expressing, amen, this lesson, but just press one on your phone, amen. We're going into the latter quarter of the program, and maybe you have a testimony you want to share, amen, of about what is pure religion, about what is pure religion. Maybe God has put on your impressed on your mind. That's one thing about the Holy Spirit. He always encouraged his people to do things. Amen. Holy Spirit always encourage you to do things that within your ability, he always be encouraging you to better yourself. That's one thing about the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hello?
Hey, this is Pastor Brian. How you doing?
Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. I just wanted to give a little short testimony that true religion is when you help the widows, help the, your neighbors, help those that genuinely need help, and you do it with a pure heart, and you don't boast or brag about it. You just do it. You just do it like unto the Lord and as Jesus did. You go through healing, giving sight to the blind, and setting the cap free, just being a living demonstration of a model of Jesus Christ. And I like to say that's what you are. That's what I try to model myself after. And I just like to say God gave me favor yesterday. I went to the county, and God gave me open doors, what I needed. I didn't know that I knew people there, and it just was a beautiful thing. I got vending a blessing to be a vendor for the county whenever they have an event to do what thus says the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Very beautiful. Beautiful what you're saying, a testimony. Amen. When you're going out and God always inspires you to do something for yourself. But you have to do it unto God and others. Amen. There'd be many more doors opening. People realize you once you come into that revelation. Amen. Thank God for your testimony. Thank God. Amen. Might be another. Amen. Might not think so, but God been prompting them to do something. Amen. To help prosper their life. Amen. It's a work. It's a work. Amen. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We get into the last quarter of a broadcast, and we can have one or two more testimonies. Amen. Maybe God has done something for you, and it been on your mind to do something for yourself. Amen. That's how the Holy Ghost does. God know how to pay a person. God know how to pay. Amen. He's a good payer. It's beyond time. Amen. And nothing can block it. Amen. So just press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll hear another testimony, another dream concerning the work. Amen. Once you start doing the pure work, not to be seen of men and not to be heard, people don't know. Amen. Sometimes you shouldn't talk too much about what you're going to do, but go ahead and do it and let, amen, then you get it in your hand, then you can shout hallelujah. So if you start talking too much, too quick, the enemy want to snatch it from you through other people jumping in your way. All right, press 1 on your phone, 1-855-236-2252. Amen. We're gonna pray. We pray, Father. We thank you right now for the listeners, and we ask you, Lord, that you will instill in them through the Holy Spirit, not only heal their minds and their soul, but oh God, we bind up Satan's hand, whatever weapons he's trying to hinder them, hinder their revelation, hinder the dream. Give them that encourage, like you gave with Joshua. Amen. Be strong. Be good, courageous. Amen. You, Lord, you will be with them. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for that. So if we have another caller, you can press 1 on your phone. I have a technician will put you in. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're talking about, might as well boil it down. When you go out witnessing, you be in the neighborhood, in whatever area, amen, you be just encouraged to know that we need you, that the body of Christ needs you. Amen. The body of Christ need the work that God has instilled into you. Amen. All of us, we don't have it all. We don't have it all. Amen. Every one person, Moses didn't have it all. Amen. Great as Paul was, and God brought him into the body. Well, Peter then was there before Paul got there. Amen. So everybody have their part. And you believe it today in time, we need some young men and young women, amen, to be able to talk to our youth, talk to our young adults, amen. Let them know, amen, God is not dead. He's not dead. He's still the same yesterday, amen. But they got to put it to action. They got to put it to action. If they get out and move around, amen, not to be done, do something to get on television, amen, God will put you out there, amen. If you do things under God, amen, and do things not to be seen of men, amen, he'll begin to work for you because you're doing his work. If you're praying and seeking God for ministry, asking God what office or work that you need to be in, amen, you need to find out, Lord, what are you doing? What work are you doing? Not to say, Lord, I want to be this, I want to be that. No, that's not the proper way to approach. Amen. If God calling you to hire, amen, work in him, amen, because he's not going to give you things above your ability. Whatever your talent might be, 5-fold talent, 3-2-1, whatever it is, he's not going to raise you up, amen, above your ability, amen. So you seeking God, constantly do something now, and you begin to work and read his word, amen, and it will come clear to you, amen. You got to be a doer, amen. The more you do, the more you come to an understanding that is easy in Christ, not a heavy yoke. Amen. God wants you to be in his work. And if you come into his work, amen, he will supply your need. He will supply like the 5 talents. He gave them 5 talents. He gave one 5, and he gave one 3, and he gave 1. So whatever work you come into, God going to give you the ability and give you the funding to do that job. Amen. All right, push one on your phone as we're boiling down. I know it's a touch, it's a touching, and it's meat. It's more meat to this than, amen, than milk. Because pure religion, amen, is strong. It's a strong thing. If the crowd is running one way, to be on CNN, running one way, to be on TBN and the television, and the, amen, to get trophies and to be pat on the back and be on all the, get all the letters and the jackets and the robes, amen. The Lord just wanted, if you humble yourself and help your brother or help your sister, amen. How many of them have seen grandma lately? A grandpa. Amen. Amen. There are many, thank God, for the grandmas and grandpas. They're the one holding up many communities, holding up many families. Their life has gone on, and they have prayed through and got many of the young people on their feet. And they done walked off from them. I'm not talking about what I heard now. I know I've been going around in different countries and different places, amen, and the our seniors, amen. Our seniors been abused and talked against, and amen. And when the last time you called them, when the last time you thought about them, amen, when the last time, amen, your mother and father put you through. And here you go now. You don't have time. Amen. Your own family, your own relatives, amen. And whatever you sow, you're going to reap, amen. So you just push one on your phone. Anybody have more testimonies? We're boiling down now to maybe next time, but these different messages, it comes to help you grow. And those of you wonder why your blessing or your great financial breakthrough come, it might come through this message. We pray that it come through this message, because God wants you to see somebody, amen, that needs you, amen. It might not be your grandmother, your grandfather, amen, but we are the light of the world, somebody, amen, sitting back reading the Bible, but having the one to come by and visit them. And we let these occult groups visit our seniors and our young adults, amen, and talk to them about this and talk to them about that. Many times, they just visit other tabernacles. They know it's wrong. They wasn't brought up into that type of worship, but they are there, amen, because no one else took interest in them, amen. But God knows it all. God knows it all. And I pray that it'll be a great turnaround in your spirit. I pray that it'll be a great enlightenment, amen, to your studies, that you look more and search the scriptures more, amen, and stand your ground, amen. The more you stand your ground and know that God loves you, amen, he is a rewarder, according to Hebrews. Amen. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Amen. You seek him. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first. Amen. You seeking God, work first. Amen. Then all these other things will be added. Amen. If you like to go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find Blog Talk listeners there. You can find this program. It'll lead you right into the Blog Talk. Amen. Or you can like us on Facebook. You can join our page, www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. www.facebook.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries. Amen. Or you can subscribe to us on YouTube, www.youtube.com/userJCIMinistries. Amen. If you want to write, you can at JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 25888 Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. If you'd like to write, JCI Doctrine of Truth, P.O. Box 258888, Tamarack, Florida, 33320, USA. Amen. Those that are viewing from other areas, call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. Doctrine of Truth is on the air. And those that feel that they don't have to go to church and that they've been doing this type of work, amen, that's part of it. Amen. You need to bring those people into a house of God. Amen. That's a great era. Amen. Philip went out in Samaria and he preached, and God delivered that town, Samaria. Amen. But Philip sent back four the apostles. Amen. They came in and set up a church there. They came in and set up a mission there. Amen. So if you're an evangelist or missionary, amen, somewhere, you're moving around and God bringing deliverance, you're doing the work. But the other part of that work is, amen, that you need to call or set up or work with the workers. Amen. That those people can be constantly fed. Constantly fed. I ran across that part of my evangelistic work. I ran a lot of pastors, widows was neglected. The church let them go when the pastor died. Amen. They was out there. Amen. The mother, the church forgot them. The pastor, he would get down sick. The family, they fired him. He don't get no support. Amen. When you evangelize, that's the first work. You'll see a lot in the field. Amen. You see a lot of lies. You see a lot of things that happen that Jesus will not approve of. And this is the work that Jesus did. He came in the field work. So your first work is evangelism. And you can see all right across many that was in church, many that came through, and when we set up our tents, amen, and preached to some and baptized some, and we had to find a place of worship with those fine pastors in that area. Amen. That those people can be fed. Those people can learn the full countenance of God. Amen. That when they leave the house of God, they know how to go out and show love and draw others in to Christ where they can be fed. Amen. We value your letters and your emails and your texts. Amen. I know. Amen. I never expected to be in this type of ministry. Amen. But you have to grow. Wherever you in and you begin to talk to people and serve, be a servant of God. Amen. A labor in the field. Amen. You will grow. You will grow. Amen. We're going to constantly pray now. Father, we thank you. Amen. We ask you to look upon the sick, oh God, and the afflicted, oh the halt and the blind. And God, we rebuke Satan's hand. We rebuke, amen, every schism, oh God, every weapon of destruction and lies that he brought forth. Oh God, we rebuke death and sickness, and God, and divorce. Oh Lord, we rebuke, oh God, that is sending back to hell. We rebuke that spirit of death back to hell. Amen. Lord, we rebuke that spirit of infirmity. Oh, we rebuke it, Lord, that we're loose, and we send it back to hell where it came from. Lord, we send, oh God, your power among these thy people that are listening, wherever they are, oh God, that we, as they begin to share your anointing, we fall upon them. Open up their eyes, let the blood of Jesus, be upon them and give them encouragement that you love them regardless of whoever they are and whatever they evolve in, because you are the author and finisher of our faith. Be encouraged. Amen. God is not dead. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. He loves you. Amen. He's not going to take it back. He invested too much. Amen. The resurrection Sunday is on its way. Amen. God loves you. Amen. It wasn't no mistake. Amen. So just love yourself. Pick up yourself and move around. God loved the sparrow so much, but every day the sparrow wake up, he be bankrupt. He had to get up and he got to move around and seek his food. But God loved you more and he loved the sparrow. And keep that in mind. God bless you. Doctrine of Truth. Love you much. God bless you.